From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Damon Abdallah reading Endworld, Book 3, Twin Cities Run, by David Robbins. Now, let's begin with Chapter 1.
Did you guys just hear something?
The four men stopped their activities and listened for a moment.
I didn't hear a thing, the lean gunman in buckskins replied.
His blue eyes twinkled as he grinned at the beautiful, muscular woman standing next to their vehicle.
You must be getting jumpy in your young age.
He placed his hands on the pearl grips to his Colt pythons, one revolver in a leather holster on each hip, and chuckled.
I knew you'd get antsy, he stated, the closer we got to home.
I ain't jumpy, white meat,
the woman responded indignantly.
I thought I heard something move in the woods.
Did you hear anything, Geronimo?
The blonde warrior asked one of his friends. Geronimo, a superb hunter and tracker, and one of the only members of the family with any vestige of Indian blood in his veins, shook his head.
Nope, sure didn't. But I was talking to Blade.
His dark hair swayed as he turned his head, his brown eyes probing the surrounding forest. Blade, the head of the warrior unit known as Alpha Triad, rose from his kneeling position by the fire he was preparing for their midday meal. His massive muscles rippled in the sunlight, his brawny hands hovering near his prized Bowie knives as he faced the woman.
"Are you positive you heard something, Bertha?"
he demanded. The dusky woman nodded, her curly hair bobbing.
"I'm a soldier with the Nomads, remember? I know my business,"
she affirmed with conviction. Blade ran his left hand through his wavy dark hair, his gray eyes scanning the nearby trees. It was possible Bertha was mistaken. After all, she had spent her entire life in the Twin Cities.